The EPA's pesticide program has fallen behind on its obligation to the Endangered Species Act, but their plan to catch up could have serious economic consequences for farmers, says Steve Thompson, Vice President of Public Policy for the Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
The de facto effect of those mitigation procedures are just not workable. They're not reasonable. They're not cost effective, and they're really not possible in the real world to accomplish.
In the past, the EPA's inability to meet its requirement under the Endangered Species Act has resulted in over 20 lawsuits. Public comment on the draft plan is open through early September. The EPA plans to release a similar insecticide plan sometime next year. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco.